USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Part of the COVID stimulus package being moved through Congress includes a $15 an hour federal minimum wage.
We should have a minimum wage stand by itself, $15 an hour, and work your way up to the 15. It doesn't have to be boom. And all the economics show if you do that, the whole economy rises.
However, President Joe Biden tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell it is not likely to pass. He reiterated on Friday that he is committed to $1,400 payments, although some lawmakers want targeted relief going to those who need it most. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has indicated that should include the middle class. President Biden also addressed Iran.
Will the U.S. lift sanctions first in order to get Iran back to the negotiating table?
No.
The Supreme Leader of Iran urged the U.S. to do so on Sunday. Former President Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.